So because today is a special day, I'm not going to do the verse that's on the board. I'm so sorry. I'm going to jump to the Madhya Lila and discuss the pastimes of the Lord at Rath Yatra. I mean, which I think is appropriate on this day. So whoever is the organizer, please forgive me for misbehaving. It's my rebellious nature coming out. So we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 13, the dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra, text number 19. Translation: everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. Purport: in the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rath Yatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front-page photo caption: ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square. The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance, just as the residents of Puri compared the Rath Yatra car to Mount Sumeru. The residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. Om Agyanati Barandasya Kinandana Salakya Shakshuda Militam Yena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Si Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sikaro Si Yutupada Kamalam Sikarun Vaishnavamscha Si Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Si Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitasi Visakan Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radha Vinnavaneswari Visvanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrupya Cha Kripasindubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, during the ceremony, in the beginning, people were depressed to see such a young man in the prime of his life, so handsome, cutting his hair. Somehow or other, that young man taking sannyas at such an age, it was just painful to see. Everyone felt, this is not right. This is not right. He should enjoy now. He's not old. An old age, yes, all right. But so young, so handsome. This is just too much to see. Others who had a more transcendental vision were saying, the Lord taking sannyas, why would it be required? So the mood was one of unhappiness, a bit gloomy, so to say. But then in the middle of it all, suddenly, after Lord Chaitanya had received sannyas, he jumped up in the greatest ecstasy. And at that point, everything changed and everyone became swept up and everyone began to dance. And suddenly the mood went from zero to complete jubilation, right, to complete ecstasy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now for the first time, was opening his heart. And for the first time, he was fully just displaying the ecstasy which all along he had kept internal for such a long time. It burst out. And after that, it continued. That ecstatic kirtan continued. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went through South India. And in South India, also, his ecstasy knew no bounds. People would come and would become swept up in that ecstasy. Entire villages were just drowning in the kirtan. During the 4 months of the rainy season, Lord Chaitanya went to Sri Rangam and stayed there, and during that time made a connection with Venkatabhata, who was a great scholar. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, a discussion is recorded between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkatabhata. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking him, he says, is it true that Lakshmi Devi is very chaste, that she is always dedicated to serving the lotus feet of Narayan? Yes, 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 it is very correct, yes. Venkatabhata said, oh yes, she's always serving the lotus feet of Narayan. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, permit me to ask a question. Then how is it that Lakshmi performed austerity to attain the lotus feet of Krishna? Venkatabhata was looking, what kind of question is this? But he answered, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, well, if there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan, then why is it that when Lakshmi performed so many austerities to attain the lotus feet of Krishna, that she couldn't attain those lotus feet? And that when she desired to enter into the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan, that she did not get entrance. Why is it so? And then it was explained that Lakshmi Devi is worshipping the Lord in that spirit of opulence, fully aware of all his glories as the Supreme Lord, all his unlimited energies, and that therefore that knowledge interferes with intimate feelings, with intimate loving exchange, because all the awe and reverence that comes in. So, then later, at the end of his trip, of his tour of South India, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Ramananda Rai and went through a lengthy discussion where ultimately it was established that the love of the gopis of Vrindavan was the topmost, because there was no element of personal interest in that worship. There was only the pleasure of Krishna on their mind. They worshipped Krishna in the most intimate way, as a resident of their village. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed this mood. Shortly after meeting with Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns to Jagannath Puri. Shortly after, all the devotees from Bengal arrived. It took no time to walk from Bengal to Puri. Somehow or other, they covered the distance very quickly. And they were there, and immediately it was time for Snan Yatra. And it became a huge festival. The king told the queens, this year you will not get the roof that you're getting every year. This year, the king, the queen's a bit upset, but in a huff and a puff, we're not getting our roof. No, Lord Chaitanya and his associates will be on that roof. And the queen's got the second best roof. Well, at first they didn't like it, but when they actually saw how Lord Chaitanya was dancing in front of Lord Jagannath during Snan Yatra, oh, they forgot everything else. It was just inconceivable. So much water was bouncing off Lord Jagannath from all the water that was being poured over him while he stood on his Snan Bedi. But the miracle was that more water was emerging from the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the perspiration and the tears that were floating in all directions. It was just inconceivable. so much water. Where did it all come from? So in this way, the Snan Yatra was performed. And after that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for 15 days, could not see Lord Jagannath, because there's the Anavasara ceremony where Lord Jagannath catches a cold and so on. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said he uses that time to be in seclusion with his queen in Parakya Ras. Anyway, in Swakya Ras, sorry. And then, after that, begins Ratha Yatra. So during Ratha Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that same mood of the residents of Vrindavan who are pulling back Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. This spirit is there in the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very ecstatic during Ratha Yatra because he is now bringing Krishna back, in the mood of Radharani, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Right? So it's separation, but about to end. And now we have him. Now we bring him to Vrindavan. The spirit is there. So we're seeing in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the chapter dealing with Ratha Yatra, a description of the internal experience of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can look at Ratha Yatra from different eras. We can look at the Skanda Purana and go towards the appearance of Lord Jagannath as Daru Brahman and how he was carved on the order of Maharaj Indrajumna and how the temple was built and all these things. We can look at and how Ratha Yatra began and how Ratha Yatra has been carried on since the Satya Yuga. We can look at it from that perspective, from the Skanda Purana. But we can look at Ratha Yatra from the perspective of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which gives us the more internal experience of Ratha Yatra, of Radharani bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. We can also look at Ratha Yatra through the eyes of Kavi Karnapur in the Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak, who describes whose transcendental play, which has been recognized as an authorized biography, begins with a description of how the three chariots, are decorated with many, many banana trees, and therefore the chariots are looking like a moving forest. The dark bodies of the residents of Puri remind of the trunk of the tamal trees. And therefore, from a distance to Maharaj Prataparuda, the Ratha Yatra looks like a forest of moving tamal trees. So he's thinking of Krishna. His meditation is very much on Krishna in Vrindavan, tamal trees. And then everyone is ecstatic. It's Ratha Yatra. The mood of anticipation is high even before it begins. Everyone is already warmed up and already ready to go. And it hasn't even started yet. That mood is very strong. Then, somehow or other, everyone is ecstatic, Ratha Yatra, but there is one person who is depressed. Can there be anyone depressed at Ratha Yatra? How is it possible? It cannot be. Come on. I mean, you got to be pretty sour to be depressed at Ratha Yatra. It has to be bad. Who was depressed at Ratha Yatra? Oh, lo and behold, as they say, it was none other than the king himself. No, not the king. How is it possible? The king was such a devotee of Jagannath. Since the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had personally swept the road. How could that king be depressed? No, no, the king was living the whole year for Ratayatra. It was the highlight of whatever was going on in Puri. No, not the king. Yes, the king. Oh, yes, depressed like anything. And why was it so?
Because the Ratayatra that was being described by Kavi Karnapur is the first Ratayatra that takes place after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is Ratayatra without Mahaprabhu? What is it? Different. Since the Satya Yug, Ratayatra has continued year after year.
I can't even count how many years that is. Lots of. Too many. Too much time. So many years Ratayatra was going on. Ah, yes. And every year.
But Ratayatra changed. Changed.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first partook in Ratayatra.
At that time,
there were two lords present. Not one, two.
And Lord Jagannath couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to come out of his temple and to go on the chariot. Lord Jagannath was most eager to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So it is described. We find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is described that the procession went on, and then at one point, as it was coming to the end, Lord Jagannath looked right, then he looked left. So I like that part. I sort of visualized the eyes of Jagannath moving right and left. And it's like, yeah, what to say? Jangama Narayan,
the non-moving Narayan.
So they say that Jagannath is the non-moving Narayan, but he is moving. Oh yes, for those who see, he is moving. Certainly, his eyes, in so many ways.
He's moving everything because he is the Lord of the universe. Everything is moving in the entire universe.
He's not moving.
Nothing is moving without his will.
Maya jakshina prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kuntya jagat viparivartate. The entire universe he is controlling. That is the Lord. Oh yes.
But how is he controlling?
So we have looked for a moment at the description of Ratayatra in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
We did a quick jump to the Ratayatra in ancient times, the origin of Ratayatra in the Skanda Purana. Then we gave it that angle of Maharaj Prataparuda, in which Kavi Karnapur describes, highlighting that Ratayatra took on another dimension in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu danced like no one had seen. He jumped high like no one had ever jumped. And he came down, crashing to the ground, not caring how he would land. He was not concerned. It was not a show. He was just in ecstasy, throwing his body in the air and just coming down and bouncing back up and spinning so fast like a circle of fire, a firebrand. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing was Gaura Nataraj. It was the king of dancers. It was just extraordinary just to see that. And he was just saying, Jaga, 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 Jaga. And people could not understand what was going on. But Rupa Goswami understood that although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most pleased to be reunited with Krishna, still, outside of Vrindavan, Krishna cannot fully display all his qualities. Because the manifestation of his qualities are hampered by awe and reverence, and by his being worshipped as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas in Vrindavan, that is forgotten. People just forget that he's the Supreme Lord. There's
the famous story that once
Once the residents of Vrindavan found out that Krishna was the Supreme Lord, Nanda Maharaj had gone into the water of the Yamuna and had been saved by Krishna, and Krishna had seen that Nanda had seen that Varuna worshipped Krishna as the Supreme Lord. From that day on, Nanda understood he is the Supreme Lord. Then everyone in Vrindavan knew it. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But, everyone told everyone, have you heard? No, have you heard? You haven't heard, have you? Oh, wait till you hear this one, the latest. Oh, yes. Krishna, yeah, we heard lots about Krishna. No, but you haven't heard this one. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ah, come on, you know. Nah, he's from our village, you know. No, he really is. Varuna said so. Varuna, oh. Everyone heard it. But after a while it was, have you heard, have you heard? And then it was, yeah. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody knows that. So people stopped talking about it. And as a result, after a while they just forgot. So even when the residents of Vrindavan remembered that Krishna was the Supreme Lord, they forgot it again after a while. Old hat, nothing new. In this way, Vrindavan, that mood where everyone is equal to Krishna or even his superior, Nandan Yasoda, bring my shoes, Krishna. That mood, right? That mood where Krishna is simply controlled by Srimati Radharani. Oh, yes, she wraps him around her finger. Oh, yes. Oh, Krishna. Oh, yes. You know. No, I have no time for you. Oh, time for me. Sorry, right? Like this. That mood of unalloyed, pure devotional service, that mood of not desiring anything else, that very same mood of just pleasing Krishna and nothing else, sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesam sevanam bhaktir uchate, that same mood came to London. That very same mood embodied by Srila Prabhupada. That very same mood of pure, unalloyed love with no desire for any person, no personal interest whatsoever, just Krishna, just Krishna's pleasure. That mood came, and that was the mood that was there throughout every moment with Prabhupada, right? There's not one moment that Prabhupada was not in that mood. Not only during the famous Ratha Yatra in 1973 that Prabhupada was in a special mood. He was in a special mood. But every single mood that Prabhupada ever had was a special mood. He didn't have any ordinary moods, right? Because every mood was simply that mood of pure and unalloyed devotion to Krishna. In Ratha Yatra, Ratha Yatra was not just a casual event. Nowadays, the Hare Krishna movement has grown. It has grown and grown and grown, and as a result, it has broken up into departments. In the beginning, the Hare Krishna movement was more like, well, don't mind the word I use, but like a herd. You know, they were all doing it. They were doing everything together. Whatever it was, everyone was doing it. Right? One thing, and everyone was doing it. When it was Ratha Yatra, then it was Ratha Yatra. There was nothing else going on. There was Ratha Yatra. And it was Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, is here. Ratha Yatra. Now it's like the Ratha Yatra department is putting on Ratha Yatra, and, you know, those people who are free can go to Ratha Yatra, and those who have other engagements possibly are doing other services. The universe stops. The Lord of the universe is in London today. He's here. Imagine, you know. I mean, when Trump comes, it's a big thing, you know, right? But who's Trump, right? Anyway, leaving. The Supreme Lord, who is the all in all, is giving us an opportunity to serve. Srila Prabhupada would, in Ratha Yatras, oftentimes ride on the chariot, It is interesting that he would sit on the chariots would generally have two decks, one higher, one lower, and Prabhupada would sit low. Because again and again, Prabhupada made that point, I am the servant. I am the servant. During the opening of the Krishna Balaram Mandir, Prabhupada was the pujari. Prabhupada was the servant for all to see. Here is the Lord, Lord Jagannath, sitting below him, the servant. The whole mood was the servant. But this year in 1973, Prabhupada did not sit on the chariot. Prabhupada was rather in front of the chariot, running up and down, running forward and running back, and in that way stopping the chariot, which the traffic police didn't like. They were telling devotees to just tell the old man, tell him to keep on moving. And Brahmananda was also told, because the police was looking at how to stop the old man. They told him, move. Nothing worked. He didn't hear. And then they thought, okay, then they looked at who could tell him. So they went for the biggest devotee, right? Brahmananda. They told him, tell the old man to move. And Brahmananda had a difficult moment in his life. He looked from the police to Prabhupada and from Prabhupada to the police, and he was thinking, of whom am I the most afraid? And Prabhupada won out. He was more afraid of Prabhupada than of the police. So, therefore, it didn't work with Brahmananda also. He said, how can I tell him? Anyway, then the police got very worked up and said, you tell him! So then Brahmananda went up to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, the police. And Prabhupada just looked at him. And just by that glance, Brahmananda became the size of a mouse. And that was it. Right? So there was no way of stopping Prabhupada's pure ecstasy. The ecstasy, the very same ecstasy of that Lord Chaitanya displayed, of pulling Krishna. This time Prabhupada's mood was he was pulling Krishna. Yes, back to Vrindavan, that he was doing, but Prabhupada was on the way in London, and he was pulling that chariot through London, and all these people in the streets of London were somehow or other blessed by the presence of Lord Jagannath. And as scriptures say so, even just by getting the darshan of Lord Jagannath at Rath Yatra, one will go back to Godhead. It may not be instantaneously, it may take a little while, but it is sure. In this way, Prabhupada, fully aware of all the blessings that were now just hitting the streets of London, was more and more ecstatic. And he knew that not only would Krishna be pulled back to Vrindavan, but anyone who pulls the rope will reach first, because they're in front. So if you pull the ropes, you'll also reach Vrindavan, right? And as simple as that, Prabhupada was aware that anyone who would come into contact with Lord Jagannath in this Rath Yatra would get the full mercy of Krishna, and therefore would become fully eligible to go back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world. And in this way, Rath Yatra is not just another event on the list of so many events, right, that you can hardly keep track of it. Rath Yatra is an essential element of the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It brings the Lord to the people who are not coming. It brings with him the entire spiritual world. It brings people to the spiritual world. It brings all the mercy. It is the main thing, even more important than the cricket match, right? Some people feel some internal conflict because of a big cricket match between India and Pakistan, of all places. Today, right? Also taking place. Anyway,
to hell with cricket. I mean, it's just a waste of time. I've seen that most people in India are not very good at cricket. I've seen them play it, though. And what I saw, then I saw that although they miss the ball most of the time, that still there's a lot of enthusiasm. And you know why? Because cricket is a sport where you can argue. Out, out, out. No, 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 no. Out, 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 out. No, no. This suits the Indian mentality very much. That's just a little note, footnote on the side. How trivial. So let us appreciate that today is a most wonderful day because so much special mercy will be there. Lord Jagannath is the Lord who appeared, as we hear from Skanda Purana, in the area of the Sabaras. Even at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than close to 50% of Orissa was of a tribal nature. So Orissa has a large tribal tradition, not Vedic culture exactly. So anyway, somehow or other, the Sabaras were involved in the worship of Nila Madhava, and subsequently, by an arrangement of Maharaj Indrajumna, became servitors of Lord Jagannath, the Daitas. So Lord Jagannath began with the worship of those who were not adhering to Vedic culture. Lord Jagannath has that connection. Lord Jagannath, which other deity is receiving 56 offerings, chappan bhog, a day? Where are we finding all this? Lord Jagannath can receive more service than any other deity. Where, for which deity are we making such huge arrangements, such big processions? Everything, the service rendered to Lord Jagannath, there is no end to it. And this is the key, to be there as the servant, to be on that Ratha Yatra and do some service. Therefore, there's no question, shall I go, shall I not go, shall I leave early? No, do service. Just do the service, right? It's no problem. You can always watch the videos of the cricket on YouTube. You're not going to miss nothing. Just Ratha Yatra. Let's not miss a second of this opportunity, because it is through this opportunity to serve the Lord directly in His most merciful deity form, Lord Jagannath, who accepts that service, that we maybe can go back to Godhead at the end of this life. We need it. It's not a luxury. I don't know where we come from. I have no idea, right? I'm not going to get into that. Yeah? The origin of the jiva. Well, no. No, that wasn't the topic. I mean, where we come from in terms of in this life, from what background everyone comes from. I know what background I come from. I need all the mercy. That's why I came. Right? I need every second of it. And that's why I'm also excited in anticipation of Lord Jagannath to come and appear on his chariot, and excited in anticipation of the echo of the kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, which carried on, which over the through parampara and came to us, to Srila Prabhupada, and now will echo through the streets of London. It was already echoing a little bit in the temple room this morning. It's exciting. So let us all get ready for that glorious festival, Sisi Raghunath, Sisi Jagannath Ratha Yatra, once again in the city of London. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments?